This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen a person who has worn the same clothes for so long that the clothes literally or figuratively were falling off of them. And yet, that's what we talk about at the beginning, and an unpleasant illustration about people wearing clothes till they literally rot off their body, and they have to put off clothes and clean their body in order to put on new clothes. You say, where in the world are you going with this? Well, that's sort of the analogy the Apostle Paul uses about what it means to come to Christ. You put off the old, you put on the new because of Christ. It's not a pleasant thing to talk about, but every major city, and even smaller towns now, have places like exist in Columbus, Ohio, called Faith Mission. There's Street Mission, I'm sure, or missions in the Dayton area that reach out to people who live on the street, who come in off the street. And I remember talking to one of the people who ran the place called Faith Mission in downtown Columbus. He said, Randy, you wouldn't believe the people that come in here sometimes literally have not bathed in months. They have clothes that they're wearing that literally are falling off them. And he said, we have a room that we send people to. And we say, get rid of the clothes, throw them in this plastic bag. And then we give them, after they shower, a new set of clothes. And it's not a pleasant thing to talk about, but let me tell you something. That's the analogy the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians uses to describe what happens to people like you and me when we come to Christ. We put off the old. And that's the word he uses, put off like you put off a piece of clothing. And you put on the new in Christ. And then Paul, in a beautiful passage, a powerful passage, starts talking about what it is we put off, what we throw in the plastic bag, so to speak, and then what we are to put on. I really believe this can be a life-changing passage for people today, because let me tell you something, you're going to see yourself, as I see myself in this message, either negatively, positively, or both. It's in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 22. 4:22. Paul says this, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Verse 25, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.